great experience. You know, I got to really soak up the atmosphere, and I guess the event at game day is particularly here at Green Bay and at Lambeau. And on the way, I just got to observe all the little things that I normally focus on, you know, my position, my assignment, you know, for the most part, the D-line, but just watching every aspect of the team function together to win the division championship and obviously get all the way to the conference championship. It was special, and it gave me a different appreciation for my experiences in the past and present and future.
How do you feel physically right now? Do you feel also rejuvenated by time away as well?
I feel great. You know, it's always this time of year is always fun. I think the program that Coach has in place gives us, I guess, adequate time off, but also when we're here, we're working. And I think we naturally just enjoy each other's company, and I think that makes it a lot easier when you're working with people you actually like.
How tough was the rehab getting back?
That was tough, you know, because, you know, it was always, you know, obviously everyone knows I tore my bicep tendon, but it's also the little muscles and tendons that connect, like my wrist and my hands, and getting everything back, I guess, on the same page. That was tough, but you know, I can push through.
Are you back to full strength?
Yeah, I am. I'm able to do everything.
Is there a target you have to hit where you feel like, okay, if I can do that, I can do pretty much everything I want to do?
That was pretty much in the weight room, you know, because in football, we try to be technically sound. And, you know, I got some years under my belt, so my technique is pretty decent. But as far as that question goes, I think that's more of in the weight room and beyond.
DJ, are you at the point where you can just kind of let her snap, where you don't think about it, or are you working through that process, right?
I am there. I did some things back home that allowed me to get that confidence going. I work with my technique coach, Jay Caldwell, and we did some things on the field as far as punching bags, and I'm actually working with other NFL guys. I guess my confidence kind of got back quick. But when I got here, it was just more of just making sure my technique and my hands and feet and everything was good.
You know, BJ, you're, you know, a big man. You didn't get to do it last year. You didn't get to show it, but a big man with sudden quickness and so forth. A healthy BJ Rodgers makes his defense better instantly, doesn't it?
And I like to think
so. Anxious to get to do those things you can do?
I like to think so, but there's also some things I had to work on myself. You know, a group of guys, we've been doing a lot of yoga, you know, over in the pier. That's one of the things, just doing my own self-evaluation. Just going from 09 years, I think that the attrition kind of got my body a little stiff, you know, and I think it was my responsibility to get my flexibility and my range of motion back, and I think that's back, and that's probably what I'm most proud of, you know, just moving back to who I feel I am.
Could this be the best defensive line that you've had here in Green Bay since you got here?
That's tough, man, because I mean, my first year, we set a Packer record and a rush record, so say that, it's a little premature, but I think as a unit, a front seven, I mean, we can do, you know, do great things here together, and I think that's most important, but we definitely have the talent up front, and expectations are very high.
What's it take to pick up where you left off? You were having a great offseason, great training camp. What's it take to pick up where you left off of that?
I don't want to pick up where I left off. You know, I want to improve. I think I have a lot to offer, and my group has a lot to offer, and I think my first, I guess, obligation is to make sure our young guys are coming in and are ready to go. And I think as a unit, Coach Turbo and Coach Montgomery, they do a great job. Just when I came back and I signed, they showed me they put a lot of effort into our program, and I think everyone's bought in, so I'm excited about the future.
Hey, BJ,
Latroy had to go through some stuff in the offseason as well. Were you a guy that kept in touch with him to kind of talk about, you know, keep him on the...
I did when I obviously heard that news. You know, I got in contact with a little Noah, and I was behind him, and I told him to keep his head up. You know, he knows who he is, and, you know, we all make mistakes, and that's behind him, and that's behind us, and we happen to have him back.
On the football field, how do you and him work together? How can you work together?
You know how that goes. You're not going to talk schematics here, but, you know, we have a plan in place, and we're confident in it. You know, we plan on displaying our abilities no matter where we are.
How do you feel to be back out there, BJ? I mean, just to be out there, just being with your team, just actually being active.
It felt great, man, running around, just hearing that whistle blow, and I'm not standing around watching. I'm actually running to different drills. It felt good. You know, our offense is obviously the best there is, so anytime you have type of success against our offense, you're going to have some confidence going forward. So that's the beauty of practicing against Aaron and those guys.
How much is your defense going to be better now that you're back healthy?
Not just because of myself. I think, you know, like, I prepared this team to 09, you know. Losing like that, how we lost, I think that fueled the fire in all of us, and particularly on defense. We wanted to come and show that, you know, we're a lot better than what we've written. And, you know, I think, you know, Dom and those and our coaching staff got a great plan in place, not just our best execution.
PJ, I know it doesn't change your job at all, but playing inside, that makes the inside all the more strong, doesn't it?
You know, I think Clay is a very versatile guy. You have to ask him how he feels about that, but me personally, I love Clay. Just you have to account for him, and the more places he can be, offensive guys, you know, they don't want to have to think so much. But, you know, they have a lot on their plate, so when you have a guy like Clay, a high caliber player, you know, moving him around, it just gives him something else to think about.